We're going to have Susan Carter is going to speak to us on her gathering. She's impatient, can't sit around and wait for us, the rest of us, to do it. So she is getting a head start on us. She has bought 80 acres in Utah. And anyone that wants to join her, I'm sure she'll be happy to put up with you.
Maybe.
And so I'm going to turn some time over her. She's going to explain about the project and what they've been doing and what's available.
Hello, everybody. Everybody says that I get really excited when I start thinking or talking about this project. Wren and I have been married almost 15 years, and I've always talked about doing community, wanting to do something. And he said, what is it in you that you push and push and push for this, no matter what happens, no matter what discouragements? If you'll remember, we had the campground in Manti, and we were going to start it there. We had 19 acres, and we had all these people ready to do a molecule and a triad, and we were excited. And everybody got divorced but us. So, you know, what can I say? So this has been something that a lot of people, a lot of my friends in Utah and other places have been talking about doing. We should get together. We should get some land. We should do this. We should do that. And we finally have done the beginning steps. We actually bought 90 acres. And it's in central Utah near Manti, if you know where that is. We're about 12 miles north of there in a place called Spring City, between Spring City and Ephraim. And if you want to look up, we've got a lot of pictures. We have blogs. You can see what's going on. If you go to the Ning site, or if you type in Google, Safe Haven Village Ning, it'll pull up our Ning site. You have to join the Ning site in order to look at our pictures, but that just... you know, basically, little basic questionnaire, and then we'll let you in. If you just put garbledygook in the questionnaire, they'll reject you, so you have to put real information in. And Sterling, on his PezWiki.com site, if you type into his search engine, Safe Haven Village, White Hill, something like that, you'll pull up his blog. He has a blog going with lots of pictures. Basically, the idea is for a bunch of people to come together and create something that is free. A lot of us feel like true freedom is when you don't rely on the grid for your power. You don't rely on the mortgage companies to give you a mortgage for your home. And you don't rely on 1,500 mile away food produced for you that may or may not get to you when. So that's the basic idea. We are in the midst of doing what's called a minor subdivision right now. So we're doing four homes to begin with to get some of these ideas past the county. And when we get them a little more comfortable with it, then we're going to do 18 total home sites. And the type of homes that we want to build are adobe, straw bale, made out of tires. I don't know if you've heard of earthships. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of building techniques that we're going to be doing. So we've been practicing on a little hobbit house. It is a 120 square foot round house, and we built it out of rice bags. And we, you know, they're empty rice bags, and we filled them with dirt. You should have seen Wren. He was the master dirt filler. He covered us all in dirt. He was doing it. He was throwing that dirt in those bags. And you put it in the bags, and you fold it down, and you tamp it down really hard, and it goes hard like a brick. And you do it in this circle, and you do it like bricks, so you're offsetting it, and then you... cover it with adobe, which is, there's like one part clay that we got off the property, three parts sandy dirt that we got off the property, horse manure that we took from the neighbors, and water. And you mix it all together, and you make this plaster, and you just, you know, plaster it on like you do with cement tools, things like that. So that plasters over the bags so that you have this, you know, the adobe look. You do it inside and outside. So you know, we made it to about this high, and then there was like a 4.5, 5.0 earthquake. We got to find out if it worked or not. Our bags were a little shaky. The front part fell. Okay, we got to redo it. So we redid it. You know, at this time we did it with barbed wire in between each row like we're supposed to do. We thought with a little shed, we're not going to need the barbed wire for this. You do. So then you put chicken wire over it, and then you do that plaster. So the top, we're now up to the top, and we're ready to do our little round roof. We'll put, you know, branches and stuff and weave in things. But it's our desiccating toilet. I have to think about saying that word right. D-E-S-S-I-C-A-T-I-N-G. Desiccating toilet. And what it is, it's a nice toilet seat over a bucket with dirt. And you just put dirt on it like a cat after you're done. Doesn't smell. We didn't believe the guy who told us about this. It's gonna smell. We've been in outhouses before. Doesn't smell. And then when the bucket gets filled, we dig a hole, we dump it, you know, and fertilize the trees.
Sounds third world,
doesn't it?
It is.
Call it a composting toilet also.
It's actually not a composting toilet. That's different.
Why horse manure?
Horse manure on the outside because the horses chew up the straw.
It's a binder.
When you very first put it on, and then it goes away.
And there's enough clay in it to provide, I'm assuming that's the waterproofing thing?
Yeah.
Really,
well, you can...
It's not 100%.
It's not 100%, but it wicks. I don't know how to...
Good roof.
I would say that ground is probably 60%.
Yeah, we have a lot of clay on the property. So, you know, we have a lot of junipers. We have a lot of sagebrush. We have some rattlesnakes and scorpions. We have coyotes that we listen to at night. We listened to three groups of coyotes the other night.
Yeah, you really perked up on that rattlesnake.
Does your home have walls in it?
Walls?
Does it have
interior walls?
You could. Ren and I's home that we have planned is kind of a half moon shape. And it's going to be made out of tires, most likely. Mm-hmm. And you can divide that up into however many rooms that you want to divide it into.
Was this patterned after Dennis Weaver's book?
Dennis Weaver, his architect was Michael Reynolds. And we do use Michael Reynolds' books and some of his techniques.
You know, I helped build a house like that in Lakey, Texas. I played a small part, but I saw what he was doing. And he asked us to bring empty tin cans.
Yeah, you stick those in between the tires.
He actually used those as brick.
Well, you can build walls with them.
Walls.
Yeah, you can build your interior walls.
And then
with,
he put plaster on. Look, you would have known there.
Yeah, you can do the bathtubs.
Oh, I didn't know.
The fitting bathtubs. The bathtub.
There you go. Soda cans.
Yeah, you can mold your bathtub any shape, any way you want. It's very organic. You can. We have artists in the group that are going to be putting. Some people want trees on the outside of their houses. Some want like suns and moons and stars, and you know, some just tell the artist do your thing. We have medical doctors, dentists, engineers. People with alternative energy, bus driver, real estate agent. So on our Ning site, we have about, 110 people that are on the Ning site that are just interested. We probably have about 25 people that have talked about seriously living there. We'll see who ends up. It's a membership thing. 80% of the people have to okay you to come in. And the reason that we do that is because it's not just about money and it's not just about skills, it's about people getting along. And so we want to make sure that everybody kind of meshes. We have
that means start at the beginning and one of the initial ones, and then nobody can vote you out because you can vote them.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have, you know, active LDS people, we have former LDS, we have Buddhists, Catholic. It's very across the board, New Age, you know, all types of people that are interested. The thing that brings us together is that we're all interested in alternative energy, and alternative, I'm sorry? Getting off the grid, alternative, you know, things of all sorts. Like I was telling you the other day, for the first time, I started introducing a little more of the molecular relationship to these people because I haven't wanted to push too hard or seem like, you know, this is just going to be about people who read J.J. Dewey, even though a lot of us do. I wore my molecular relationship T-shirt. I don't know if you guys have seen that in some of the, you know, well, what's the molecular relationship, you know? So we start talking about that. And then I did the song of 144,000 with them when did a little solstice ceremony with Adam and Eve. And they loved it. They had me do it twice. They said we felt such energy. We could feel like portals opening up. They just were really, really impressed with the song of 144,000. We also did the great invocation of DK's, but they requested the song of 144,000 twice. So I thought that was interesting. So going to start teaching them a little more about what molecular relationship is and what we want to do. When people ask, you know, what is your motivation? What are you trying to do? What do you really want? I've always said, I want a city of Zion. I want a city of light set on a hill. That's always kind of been my joke thing that I've said. Well, we bought this property and it's a white hill. So it's just kind of cool, you know, that it is a white mountain. And so that's a little bit about what we're doing. Any questions?
Coyle talked about a city of refuge called the White City, didn't he?
I guess he did. I hadn't thought about that. He did.
What did he say?
And this isn't very far from Bishop Coyle's mind. It's about maybe 40 miles, 35 miles, something like that.
What about the ground regarding the earthquakes, the Salt Lake
fell down? Interestingly enough, this part of the Utah that we built in, there's a geologist that lives there, and he gave a talk last year and said that this is the only place in Utah that has no fault lines. So there are no fault lines that run through this valley. And so it's a no-fault zone. That's right. So, you know, we don't, you know, some of the guys were saying, you know, our wall fell over because of the earthquake. You know, we can still get tremors there, but really we just built it wrong. We just had to learn to build it again.
Probably. You say you don't have the roof on it yet?
No. And that's the final tie-in.
Yeah, when you get the roof on, that'll tie everything together and make the whole thing function.
Yeah, we were only up this high when it fell over.
Plus the barbed wire is like, it's the mortar.
Yeah.
It holds the bags from slipping off of each other. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Susie? Sorry. Yes, that's the other part of it that I left out. Thanks for reminding me. We have one of the guys, the dentist actually, his mission in life, he feels like, is to make sure that all the vegetables for the people of Utah are grown within 100, 150 miles. He feels like this 1,500 miles away produce model that we're currently doing, it does not work. So we just signed a lease with him, and we're going to be having what's called Wallapenis.